Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
And hi, everyone. Welcome this morning. This is Saskia. I'm your host. And today, we have an amazing show. We have our guest, Don Oscar Miro Quesada, I hope I pronounced that right, and he is going to talk with us about lessons in courage, Peruvian shamanic wisdom for everyday life. Well, as you all know, this show is all about soul, about your soul, how you can activate that great potential and live your big dreams. And we're live every Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time, 6 Pacific, so stay tuned with us, because today you're going to learn about lessons in courage. Before we go into this, I want to attend you that on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, you can claim a gift, and that gift is... Hello?
Okay.
All right.
I think we're switching lines here, so everybody stay tuned.
So let me switch. I think we're switching lines here, so everybody stay tuned.
As I was saying, we talked today with our amazing guest, Don Oscar Miro Quesada, about lessons in courage. You know what? We're going to dive right in, and I am going to tell you a little bit about Don Oscar. He originated the Pachacuti Mesa tradition. He's the founder of the Heart of the Healer Foundation. He is a respected Camasca curandero, if I say that right, from Peru.
Perfect.
He's been guiding many, many trips to sacred sites in Peru and Bolivia. And Don Oscar has a very interesting story. As a child, he was suffering from severe asthma, and Don Oscar had a near-death experience that transcended and healed both the disease and that affected him, physically, and the emotional traumas that it caused. Don Oscar has such an amazing story. I am going to bring him on, not have you wait any longer. Welcome, Don Oscar.
Aim Punchau Warnicha. Good day, my good sister, and greetings to all of your listening audience. Thank you so much for opening up this space so we can have this sacred dialogue together.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Don Oscar, I ask usually all my guests, because my radio show is called Breakthrough Miracle Radio, what was your biggest breakthrough if you look back in your life?
Well, that's quite a question, Saskia. For my life itself as a process, as a progressive movement toward wholeness, I would say is a breakthrough in itself. Yet, if I would select one of the many moments of my awakening to realities that far surpass that which are bound by our five senses, I would say it would be what you mentioned earlier, the near-death experience when I was 10 years old that resulted in a visitation from these very compassionate, luminous presences from behind the veil that removed the asthmatic condition that I had been carrying for all my childhood, as well as provided me with guidance and vision as to what the pivotal moments in my own evolution in my life would be in my future. So that experience high up in the Andes of the central area of Peru, where the three shining ones visited me, I'd say classifies with the most transformative breakthrough I've had.
And you know, I read in your book, Don Oscar, Lessons in Courage. Thank you for sending me that book. It's such a beautiful book with so many lessons, and I think everybody should have that book. But you described there how these three shining ones were visiting you. I'm sure everybody, I mean, I can almost feel it in the audience that everybody is very intrigued what that was like. Like, you know, some people may think, did you make that up, or what were they? Were they like angels, or how do you describe that?
Well, I'm asked that often as well, and regarding of how incredulous some of the events that I narrate in the book are, not only the visitation by the three shining ones, but the remarkable events that occurred with my primary shamanic mentor, Don Celso Rojas Palomino, involving invisibility and the physical manifestation of nourishment out of thin air, much like vibhuti that people may be familiar with, that Sai Baba is purported to manifest. These are my truths. This is my life story. And I took a great risk because, you know, I do come from an academic background, and I have a very large community of practitioners of the Pachacuti Mesa, which you pronounced very well, by the way, as a matter of fact, thank you, that could, you know, consider what I'm saying fanciful. Yet it is my truth, it is my heart, and it is my life, and it was time for me to express it honestly. And to go back to your question, the expression of the great originating mystery, call it God, Creator, Great Spirit, the Universal Soul, the One Source, whatever name you ascribe to it, to explicate it, to say this is the reason this happened, denies the power and the miracle of mystery itself. So to not be reductionistic and give an explanation of what these shining ones are, or where they come from, or I prefer to just allow the reader and your listening audience to join me in the story, to be part of the dreaming, and to understand that there are spiritual universes that we are just now, as a human race, beginning to access and to welcome into sacred partnership with these two-legged on planet.
Yeah.
And so that said, would you like me to, in a nutshell, tell you a little bit about this encounter?
I would love to, and I think our timing is just perfect because we're heading for a break, and I would love everybody to stay tuned as Don Oscar is going to tell us about that amazing experience when the three shiny ones appeared. And I would say stay tuned because I would want to hear that from you so much. I'm so intrigued by that. So we'll be back right after the break.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride. And the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Just as I thought it was going. Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. I'm Saskia Goel, your host, and we have our guest, our special guest, Don Oscar Miro Quesada, and he's talking today about lessons in courage. And before the break, he was just telling us about his near-death experience and the three shining ones that stood near him. And Don Oscar is going to tell us a little bit more about that experience.
Certainly, and those that would like to know more in detail about this life process, which I'm sure parallels your own, Saskia, given your book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, because...
Yeah.
You know, in a sense, faith is courage, and courage is faith. It requires a trust in the unpredictable, wonderfully unpredictable nature of life. It requires being able to embrace hardship and sacrifice as an opportunity for growth, as you well know. And it requires an inner resolve, a sense that one, in a way, is destined to be more than what they are at that particular moment. And so when I describe these events, such as my encounter with these three shining ones, even though I was 10 years old and had to be taken out of the coastal capital city of Lima in Peru to live up in the 11,000 altitude village of Chosica, now it's a city, at that time it was a village, because I could not breathe. I was on dexamethasone or cortisone intravenously to be able to breathe because of the severe hypoxia I would enter due to this asthmatic condition. One night when I was falling asleep, my mother and I were living there. My father was working in Lima. He would only come on the weekends. He worked for the National Institutes of Public Health. I had one of my most severe attacks, and I started to fade out. And I remember everything going dark, and I remember my breath stopping, and I remember my pulse becoming so, so faint, it was imperceptible, and just disappearing in a way, vaporizing, becoming almost like particles of dust, and moving into that classic luminous tunnel that you hear about in near-death experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I hear my name being called in the distance. And it was my nickname at the time that my father had given me because of my innate curiosity, which was Eager Beaver. So it was, mm-hmm. This is way before the Leave It to Beaver show. And I hear my name being called, Beaver, Beaver, in the background. And I jolt up awake, and I could initially barely see these three shimmering figures, very tall, wispy, luminous beings, one at the foot of my bed right in front of me, and one on my left and one on my right. And they were shimmering, and they were pulsing, and they had the most extraordinary field of compassion, and unlimited love. And it's an elaborate story, and it's a very deep healing tale. So when I speak it, I return to that moment, and it really brings me into the full presence of the love that these luminous beings, which I call the Shining Ones, convey. Yet the one on my left bent over and placed his lips to my chest and began to do a classic shamanic extraction through suction. And it was interminable, and I felt all of the illness within every fiber of my being suctioned out by this being on by this shiny one on my left, and then he released it to the heavens in these currents of light, and it vaporized. At that point, the shining one to my right placed both of his hands over the area of my solar plexus and began to do a transmission of his own luminosity into me. And I felt my body become recalibrated, reintegrated into this level of health and well-being I had never experienced, because I was bedridden most of my childhood. And after that occurred, then the one that was standing in front of me at the foot of my bed began to telepathically project images and visions of my life, of what it had been and what it was going to possibly be. Because, as you well know, when you do have these precognitive moments of grace, they are both an opportunity to avoid what is presented to you as a future, if it's going to be destructive, and also to fulfill them. Prophecies are both made to be fulfilled and not to be fulfilled, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this being in the center began to show me the various pivotal moments in my life that resulted as the service work that I'm doing now in the world. And I forgot all about this. I went into a state of amnesia. It was too much for me to handle. And the first time I ever participated in a traditional shamanic healing gathering with my first mentor, Don Celso Rojas Palomino from Salas Chiclayo, that Tuesday night, out of the middle of his Banco Curandero, which is a healing altar with very ancient pre-Columbian pieces, this light begins to coalesce, And all of a sudden, out of the center of his healing altar, these three shining ones showed themselves once again. And he elbowed me and he said, "Do you remember them?" And at that point, it all came back. And of course, you can imagine, it wasn't just myself. I wasn't crazy. There was another person who was seeing the same thing. And that just turned my life upside down and embarked me on my passion for the shamanic arts that I continue to pursue and share with others today.
Absolutely. Miracles, right?
Miracles are an integral part of life's fabric, Saskia, as you well know. Like you say, miracles happen all the time. We mostly, if we're not prepared and open to noticing them, will not be a miracle, but they're happening
right
all the time.
Yeah. No, there. I believe that there. That's my. Business is called Breakthrough Miracles. I truly believe that absolutely, we can have these breakthrough miracles. What do you think, Don Oscar, holds us back from getting our breakthrough miracle?
Pollution of the mind, toxic ideas, beliefs that are limiting because we assimilated them without digesting them. We swallowed other people's views of reality whole without chewing them, if I may say so. So we're full of a bunch of undigested thought forms that are fear-based, and that prevents us from embracing the full majesty of creation, the powers, the forces, the sacred allies, the spirit helpers, the vast denizens and all our relations, as we say in shamanism, both seen and unseen, are here to support us, and we are here to support them.
As I see, I do want everybody before the break give the opportunity to be able to connect with you, Don Oscar. Where do people go if they want to, for example, connect with you, either read your book or go to your website? Where can people go?
Please, Lessons Encourage Shamanic, Peruvian Shamanic Wisdom for Everyday Life. It can be purchased on Amazon.com and also Barnes & Noble. It's number 2 in the hot new releases in earth-based religions, number 4 in paganism, number 5 in shamanism. It was number 1. And www.heartofthehealer.org. www.heartofthehealer.org. That's our not-for-profit foundation that provides apprenticeship in the Pachacuti Mesa cross-cultural shamanic arts, and also offers opportunities to be part of a growing sacred community of practitioners around the world. So Amazon.
That's great. So that's www.healingoftheheart.org, correct?
Heart of the Healer.
Heartofthehealer.org. www.heartofthehealer.org. Okay, guys, we are going to be back after the break, and I want to talk with Don Oscar about what are the easy practices to trust our soul and get on our soul's path. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. This is Saskia Roel, and we're talking today with Don Oscar Miro Quesada. He's talking about lessons in courage, the Peruvian shamanic wisdom for everyday life. Don Oscar, what would you say were great practices for trusting our soul?
Well, in the Pachacuti Mesa tradition of cross-cultural shamanism, I've developed what I call the five C's of ceremony, the five C's of ceremony. The first is communion. The second is consecration. The third is composition. The fourth is connection. And the fifth is cooperation. So if you take those five C's in consideration as a path, as a tool to deepen your relationship with a soul-infused universe. By communing, what that means is simply stilling oneself and listening deeply and making the time in your life to open up to your interdependent, unifying awareness of your place in the universe, in creation. And it's very simple. Just follow your breath, still yourself, and with a grateful, open heart, merge, allow yourself to dissolve into infinity. And the blessings and the perfection of that present moment are remarkable, as you well know. And it may sound easier to do than it is, because a lot of people have a monkey mind that distracts them. Yet if you understand that the mind is a wonderful servant but a horrible master, and that your soul can tell your mind what to do, from the place of heart, just tell your mind, thanks for visiting, but I'm busy now, and off it will go. So by communing every day, and every day I wake up, I'm on my knees, that's what I do, and I commune, and I open up to my relationship with Great Spirit, with the Great Originating Mystery, and welcome whatever lessons come in that day. And I end my day also the same way, yet offering an expression of gratitude for the lessons. Whether they've been painful or blissful, I'm still grateful for them. So my entire waking consciousness is within, from beginning to end, a relationship to something greater than myself, to a wisdom and a beauty and grace that is far beyond my ego self. And that is one simple practice that all shamanic cultures are born doing, that art of communion. Once you experience that, then it's very easy to enter into a gesture of gratitude, to consecrate, to feed, to embellish, to beautify the world. So wherever you're sitting, preferably you have a small altar space, a little meditation area where you can, you know, offer some cornmeal, some tobacco, some coca leaf, some incense, some aromatic waters, light a candle, yet offer a reciprocal, a sacred reciprocity, gratitude. Balance out what you received from your communion with Great Spirit by consecrating the ground, by sanctifying it. At that point, you bring that state of being into a state of sacred action. And by doing these simple gestures, such as lighting incense, a candle, or offering some flowers to the area that you're sitting in, you open up the relationship with powers and forces within creation that are remarkable. And if you want to take it further, that's where the Pachacuti Mesa comes into play. You set down a ground cloth and you assemble your sacred space. You configure your sacred space according to the positions of the directions, the intercardinal and cardinal directions. And you create a map, a mirror of the cosmos in your own way. And in the book, Lessons in Courage, there are very simple, you know, hands-on directives to perform these rituals and deepen your relationship with the sacred dimensions of life. So those are the first three that I would suggest people who are beginners to start to play with: communion, consecration, and composition, meaning alignment, gratitude, and co-creation through these very simple rituals.
It's true, but in our busy life, I know so many people think, well, I don't have the time for that. How do we deal with that?
And that's why I said from the beginning, all you need to do is the moment you wake up, even if you don't get out of bed, just the first thought, the first state of the first consciousness, the first awareness is, I'm part of something greater than just my individual self. Just open up to that awareness. And at the end of your day, before going into your dreaming, the same thing. Thank you, life. Thank you, Creator, for all that I have experienced today. So that takes seconds. It doesn't take any time.
Yeah.
To
disconnect. It does. It's true.
So to me, you know, not having time is really an excuse, you know.
I know.
An excuse to suffer.
That's beautifully said. I like that. An excuse to keep suffering. I like that. Yeah. What do we do with our anxious mind?
Well,
let's chatter.
If you participate in the traditional mesada camasquera with me, you'd be decapitated.
Yeah.
No, what we can do with the with a person who has an overactive mind. In my years of walking this earth path, this red road, as we call it in shamanism, I found that placing that person with an overactive mind in a natural environment for an extended period of time, instead of going to a vacation to Disney World, right, or to Las Vegas, go to the Grand Canyon, you know, yeah. Go to Yosemite, go to the Redwood Forest, go to an abandoned beach on some island, and go without anything, without a book, without a phone, without a laptop, and go to truly be part of the miracle of nature. Go to observe, go to pay attention, and within 24 hours, a change will start to occur. And from a very, very busy mind, you'll start to observe things, or one usually starts to observe things from a place of clairsentience. One starts to feel rather than think, and eventually one becomes rather than analyzes or constructs concepts of what it's about. And at that point, the natural world and the human self become a new culture, a new ethos, a new sense of identity. Yet it depends on each person's mind and how much they've used the mind to, follow the illusion of trying to figure everything out, which is one of our main addictions on this planet.
It's true. Don Oscar, hold that thought because we have to go to a break time. But everybody stay tuned. We're talking to Don Oscar Miro Quesada about lessons in courage. We'll be back right after the break.
Music is a world within itself.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. Today we have our guest, Don Miro Quesada, talking about lessons in courage. But Don, Oscar, how do people connect with you before we go any further?
Yes, they can connect with me by going to www.heartofthehealer.org. That's all one word, heartofthehealer.org. And that is the main website where you can find out everything you need to know about cross-cultural shamanism and how it can be integrated into a richer, fuller, more meaningful life in this crazy world we find ourselves. And if I may say something also about Lessons in Courage, the book that you can get on Amazon.com, I co-authored it with Bonnie Glass Coffin, who is the world's most renowned cultural anthropologist and expert in female healers of Peru. And she's a student of mine and has been apprenticing in depth, and I could not think of anybody better to help be able to translate the narrative of my story and also provide the legitimacy of that academic wisdom that she has so that it could reach a broad demographic. Because the purpose of this book is to be a catalyst for the spiritualization and, you know, the evolution of humankind. I am a devotee of the fact that the only way to restore balance and harmony to the modern world is by a return to the sacred. And shamanism is an extraordinary tool that will help people connect with the sacred in nature. So Bonnie Glass Coffin and myself, thank you all for your support of this good work. Lessons in Courage, Amazon.com. I promised I'd do a little plug like that, Saskia. Thank you.
Absolutely. You must, because people need to know how they connect with you. And I'm glad you give a tribute to Bonnie Glass. My question is, as I was listening to you, actually, about, you know, thinking about courage, do you believe that we all go through like a dark night of the soul, and in that challenge, we have to tap into our courage? How do we move through that?
The dark night of the soul, the shamanic dismemberment, transpersonal crises, spiritual emergencies are part of our human earth walk. They deepen one's sense of humility. They help put things in perspective and allow one to develop a much richer inner life. For instance, catastrophic illnesses and near-death experiences and crises of that type, even hitting bottom when you have a severe addiction or alcoholism, are moments to come into realization that you're not in charge, that control, the craving for control and approval are an illusion. So that's on an individual level. On a planetary level, it's evident we're going through a breakdown. Yet all breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. You know that cliche.
Yeah.
Right? And everything in the shamanic universe, at least, is based on cycles and eras and turnings. That's why Pachakuti means world reversal, Pacha world, Kuti reversal, world reversal or cosmic transformation. So we understand, like the Buddhists do, the impermanence of the phenomenal world, of the world of form, of matter, that it's constantly changing. And we try to live in alignment with those changes. And hence, the darkness of that night isn't so all-consuming. You can still see through the darkness, and you are able to call upon soul to be your psychopomp, to be your guide, to be your power animal, your spirit helper, in these unknown territories that we navigate. And I feel that on our planet, there are groups of people doing just that, and it's growing. And there are these beacons of light, such as yourself and the people that you serve through your show, that are collectively becoming a flame. And they are the keepers of the flame. And that flame is that of illumination and the soon emergence of a new world era, a new cosmic cycle, a place of sacred relationship among all beings.
Yeah, and that takes courage, right?
It is all about courage. It is all about courage, because courage literally means, from the old French, you know, with heart,
yeah,
or deep inner resolve. It means trust, you know. And in the Pachakuti Mesa, we have the five directions, which are body, emotion, spirit, mind, and soul. And when you work the directions, what happens is that the soul remembers. REMEMBERS, meaning it comes back into membership. So the soul remembers, the spirit awakens, the heart leaps, mind knows, and the body follows. And that is all because the heart leaps.
Can you say that again? The spirit what? The spirit
The soul
awakens.
Remembers. It all
remembers,
begins with,
yeah,
soul, as you well know, my good soul sister. It all begins with soul. The,
yeah,
soul remembers. The spirit awakens. The heart leaps. The mind knows. The body follows.
Yeah.
Okay, and so a lot of people say, oh no, you have to have a spiritual awakening before you can, your heart will find the courage to confront the obstacles and challenges. Yet I have found that the soul needs to be honored, the anima mundi, the consciousness. In proven shamanism, we understand soul basically as consciousness, awareness, free, pure,
yeah,
awareness. And we understand that consciousness begets matter, that before the material world even can come into awareness, you have to be aware of wanting it, you know? So you have to be conscious that there is a world. And that consciousness is soul. It survives,
yeah,
bodily death. It exists before, and it will exist after. Hmm? So that to experience that remembering of soul will allow a person to find peace as an immortal, eternal being. And at that point, courage is much more accessible as an ally. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I hope people hear this because it's such deep wisdom. And unfortunately, we have to wrap it up, Don Oscar,
I understand perfectly.
Because the show comes to an end. But everybody, I think this is amazing. This is such deep wisdom. And the path of the soul is not the path of the mind, like Don Oscar said. I mean, the mind is a great servant, but a horrible master. And I truly believe that's true. And I want to encourage you, go to his website and or Amazon Lessons in Courage, Peruvian Shamanic Wisdom for Everyday Life. It's a beautiful book filled with wisdom. And say one more time your website, Don Oscar.
Yes, www.heartofthehealer.com. One word, heartofthehealer.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And for all of you listeners, if you want to have your breakthrough miracle, go to breakthroughmiracles.com. You can claim your free gift, 7 gifts actually to breakthrough your miracle. And every Monday morning when you sign up, you get a soul card reading. And that is breakthroughmiracles.com. Don Oscar, thank you so much for being in the show. I want to thank all the listeners as well. I have tremendously enjoyed it, and I am sure you too. Next week, we have another amazing show. Same time, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. And I wish you a fantastic week.
Have a blessed day, my good sister, and to all your listeners. Adios.
Adios.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.